We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fantasy football time, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, joining us here. Casey Payne, 26 on Twitter. You guys all do it. You ask your friends all weekend, what do I do? Who should I start? Should I pick this guy up? Sometimes you just need someone to tell you what you already want to do. Why not have an expert be the one to tell you what to do?
Especially this season.
Oh, yeah. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Kevin, I was doing the same thing. I knew what I wanted to do, but then I was asking a bunch of people this week because I'm in a guillotine league now, first time ever. So the last place team gets eliminated, and then for those that don't know, all of their guys are free agents. We had $200 of the fake money, the FAAB.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Alvin Kamara. I'm thinking, do I spend it all week one? I did. But somebody else did too, so I didn't get them. And that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out in guillotine leagues. Do you spend all your money right away, or do you try to ration it out?
It all depends on who's out there and available. If it's somebody like Kamara, who's, you know, consensus top five pick in fantasy football this season, I don't mind going ahead and going all your money. If it's Christian McCaffrey, if it's Saquon Barkley, I don't mind, because you're going to get those guys for the next 15, 16 weeks, however long your playoffs are. So you go ahead and reap the benefits. The problem is when you get later into the league, you might want to have a few bucks left over because guys like that could be available and you may only need to spend $5 to $20 on them. So it just depends on which player. You do overall, generally speaking, if Kamara wasn't in, this was a regular league, the teams that got eliminated in the first few weeks are probably the weaker teams, so they're probably not as many strong players. So then you would want to go ahead and save your money for the long haul.
There's just so many different types of leagues now, whether it's best ball or guillotine or all this kind of stuff. And if you've got questions on any of them, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, you could tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. We'll get to some of those in a second. Trey is downtown. Trey, what do you got?
Hey, what's up? I've got a half-point PPR picking at tight end between Noah Fant and Dallas Goedert.
I like Goddard. I actually think, and this was one of the weirder betting lines this week when the Rams are plus one at the Eagles. The Eagles, look, they were really banged up last week. It's not going to improve much. And basically Goddard has moved into that type of role where he's kind of like the second wide receiver to Zach Ertz because they don't have a lot of great options. Something's going on with Deshaun Jackson, which isn't surprising. So I do like Goddard just a little bit better than Fant.
Hey, I got a question. Is Mark Ingram already done in Baltimore? He got vultured pretty hard last week.
Yeah, he got, so the weird thing was he got vultured hard at the goal line. So that's a little bit mystifying to me because he's an in-between-the-tackle type of runner. But they went with Dobbins, and I would rather see them give Dobbins a little more early down work when they first get the ball, like switch a series with Ingram, rather than just use him as the goal line guy. But I wouldn't give up on Ingram quite yet. Having Lamar Jackson as your running quarterback helps. So give it a few more weeks. Let's see if we can get a better definition about the role between those two.
Yeah, that was an email from a listener, not me. That was an email from a listener. Kevin's in Franklin. Kevin, what do you got?
I'm in a keeper league, and I have the ability to pick up Christian Kirk, but I'd have to give up Harry from the Patriots. Is it worth it?
I don't think so. I'm still very much president of the Nikhil Harry fan club. He's still young. He's a first-round pick. You've got a lot of guys in the way of Christian Kirk now. So DeAndre Hopkins is there. Larry Fitzgerald is still there. He may never retire. He's kind of the Frank Gore of wide receivers. So I would go ahead and take my chances on Harry because I think in a few years he could be New England's number one.
You could tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. Horvat, what do we got on Twitter?
And make sure to use the hashtag or else I don't see it. This is a non-PPR league. It comes from Brian. Would you drop any of these running backs to pick up Myles Gaskin? Adrian Peterson, Tariq Cohen, Sony Michel, or Boston Scott?
I would not. I would go with all those other guys. Jordan Howard is still the starter. Gaskin, he's kind of interesting. I picked him up in one league just to kind of see where it goes. But considering those other guys, maybe Adrian Peterson, he played 17. He got touches on 17 out of 24 snaps he played, which is a ridiculous percentage of getting usage on the field. That's not going to last. So maybe Adrian Peterson for Gaskin. But if you're looking to win right now, Adrian Peterson's got a decent matchup this week, and I'd probably hold tight with him.
Kevin, kind of a follow-up on that one, because I really like all the backs in Detroit. But is it worth keeping a Kerryon Johnson? You know what I mean? Like, are they going to all get enough carries to be worthy of keeping a spot on your fantasy roster?
So the last few seasons there hasn't been. I do think that's going to be DeAndre Swift. I know he had the bad drop in the end zone that would have won the game. But they're trying to use him. They're using him in the passing game as well. So if there's one guy in that backfield who I think will eventually emerge, it's going to be DeAndre Smith. I mean, I think they just picked up Adrian Peterson because they were a little bit banged up. So I would say the guy to own would be DeAndre Swift.
We got a quarterback question. This one comes from Greg from Oak Creek. He is wondering if he should play Joe Burrow or Matthew Stafford this weekend.
So, interesting fact for tonight's game. Vegas actually has Joe Burrow throwing for more yards than Baker Mayfield. So we're at that point already. Now, that being said, it's at 240. I would rather go ahead and roll my dice with Stafford. I know it's a tough divisional game for him. But maybe in the second half, if they're getting blown out, he pulls a Kirk Cousins and ends up with some great numbers by the time everything's said and done in garbage time. So Stafford over Burrow.
I'm going Baker over Burrow tonight in the league. Is that a mistake?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of Cleveland's problems, you know, Browns are going to Brown. This is all we heard all week. I think they're going to go ahead and get the ship corrected rather quickly. I think this is a good spot for them. Short week, they can erase what happened in Baltimore at home against a Bengals team that's much improved, but I still don't think they're as good as the Browns.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, Kevin Payne, rotowire.com, with fantasy football advice. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. John is in the Falls. John, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I'm having a hard time with this one, PPR. Don't know if I should start Lazard or Marvin Jones Jr.
Ooh, that is a good one. Because Marvin Jones should have a better game if Galladay's out. Galladay did not practice yesterday. It's not looking good. All they've told us is he injured his hamstring September 9th. That's basically all we know. I think I might go with Lazard in this one. The Lions secondary is horrible. I think they had a couple guys get banged up last game, so I'm going to say go Lazard over Marvin Jones Jr., although I do expect Marvin Jones Jr. to kind of have a better game this week.
This one comes from Bootsy. He needs two. He's got Mixon, James Robinson, or Dobbins. He needs two. So Mixon, Robinson, and Dobbins. Who would you sit?
I'm going to say go with Robinson because he's getting all the work he can handle. And then Mixon is basically an auto start each and every week, even if he's got a tough matchup. He gets enough usage that he's going to be and he was like your second-round pick, early second-round pick. Got to go with Mixon, and then I'm going to say go with Robinson. Again, let's wait and see how many touches Dobbins gets consistently in this Baltimore offense.
Got a couple coming here on Twitter without the hashtag, and I'll pick those up for you. Alex says, need to start two, Odell Beckham, Kareem Hunt, or Hollywood Brown?
Hollywood Brown for sure, and then it comes down to Hunt and Beckham. I think you go with Odell. I know he didn't have a great game. The body language wasn't good, et cetera, et cetera. But still, this is one of the most talented receivers in the league. You took him, you know, second round at the worst. So I'm going to say go with Odell over Hunt.
This one is from Big Ron. He wants to know about Quintez Cephas. Is he worth picking up, maybe dropping Randall Cobb?
Dropping Randall Cobb. New offense for Randall Cobb.
new quarterback, basically before he went to Dallas last season, four straight seasons of being injured and not much production, I'm fine with making that move. Cephas had 10 targets, I believe, this last week, caught three of them. He's going to be the main guy. As I said, I just wish we knew more about this Galladay injury. I'd feel a lot better going with Cephas if we knew Galladay is going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, which I'm starting to get the feeling that he might be, especially if it's the hamstring injury. So I've got no problem going ahead and making that move and seeing what happens with Cephas.
This one comes from Adnan. He is in a PPR league. He wants to know, should he play DJ Shark or Jonathan Taylor in his flex position?
John Taylor. I love DJ Shark, too. I think this is a good matchup for him this week in Tennessee. But Jonathan Taylor, look, he just got the keys to the kingdom. He is going to be the main guy with Marlon Mack out for the season. So John Taylor, and I know people are getting all excited about Nyheim Hines. Look, last two seasons, Nyheim Hines had 4 rushing touchdowns total. Jonathan Taylor will eclipse that, provided he stays healthy. So love Jonathan Taylor going forward. If we were to redraft right now, at worst, he's a second-round pick, probably a late first-round pick.
Paris Campbell or Gage from the Falcons, PPR?
Yeah, so take a look, because Gage got banged up and left the game. He landed on the top of his head, which did not look great. So he may not play, and this may be an easy call by the time the weekend rolls around. But I think either way, I would go with Paris Campbell. Look good, got a good rapport with Rivers. If anything that I'm worried about is that Rivers didn't seem to go down the field much with the football. But again, 1 week sample. Let's not overreact to everything that happened in just 1 week.
Let's get out to Matt, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Matt.
Hey, what's going on, man? I got Malcolm Brown or Mark Ingram. Which one should I start?
You got PPR or no?
PPR.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is close. It's Malcolm Brown's backfield to lose. He doesn't get subbed out at the goal line. I would say go with him. As I said earlier, that's a little bit of a suspect line for me, with the Eagles being -1 against the Rams team that looked awfully good. But right now, the Browns getting the lion's share of carries. As we said earlier, we saw Dobbins kind of vulture the goal line work. So I'm going to say go with Brown.
Ben needs to pick up a quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky or Daniel Jones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, both have some questionable decisions being made on their behalf. I am going to say go with Daniel Jones, though. I think he's a second-year guy. I think he's going to end up being a better long-term quarterback than Trubisky overall. But he's got some great weapons, too, as well. Slayton had a great game. I'm going to go ahead and say Daniel Jones over Trubisky, even though they're playing each other.
I got an email here. This one, it's completely real. It's from Mark. He says, hey, guys, love the show. Is Kevin Payne going to be on with you every week? As a matter of fact, he is. He also says, I'm not a big yearly fantasy football guy. I don't like having to put that commitment into these, but I do like daily fantasy sports. Does Kevin have any great suggestions for this week? Love the show. Love Bill Michaels. Love the Wendy's Big Show. Love Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Yeah, so I do. I'm actually reading a ton of stuff. You can go to rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. I do an article every week for FanDuel. Now, I've done it since FanDuel's been in existence. So it's been many years now that I've done the article. That usually comes out on Saturday, where I go out and take a look at all the matchups across the league. It's something that I start and work on basically today and throughout the weekend. So check us out at rotowire.com/free. But I think that article, which is FanDuel Football, if you look under the DFS slot, you can find that on Saturday, FanDuel NFL. And it's written by me, and it'll give you some suggestions for both cash games and for some of the bigger tournaments.
All right. He also in his email said, I already used my free 10-day trial. Can Kevin hook me up? I will take care of the answer is no. Mark, but thanks for the email. Kevin, appreciate your time. Casey Payne, 26. You'll answer questions all weekend?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had a show where somebody's come on and said, I asked Kevin something on Twitter and he never responded. So get those questions in to me. If you can DM me, go ahead and DM me. If you've done that in the past, a lot easier for me to go ahead and respond. But by kickoff either tonight or by kickoff Sunday, I'll make sure I get to everybody's question who's got one.
What a guy. Kevin Payne, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend. Good luck with those Bills, looking good. Josh Allen's weird. I love having him. He's my quarterback in my high school league. He fumbles a bunch, but he scores and he rushes, so I like it.
Yeah, no, he's an interesting player to watch because he can have bad stats through the first quarter, then he runs for a 40-yard touchdown, and you're happy with him again. And you just have to learn to accept the good with the bad for him, at least now. Hopefully going forward, it'll be a lot more good than bad.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Kevin Payne joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Casey Payne, P-A-Y-N-E-26, on Twitter, rotowire.com. You can check that out as well. Great Midwest Bank, has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I can't believe how long these daily fantasy leagues have been around. FanDuel on my user profile or whatever, it says I joined in August 2014.
Really?
Been around for 6 years, I guess.
You know what's crazy about that is I just played this past weekend for the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah. One of our really big leagues, we weren't able to get it together because we don't do the online draft. I think I told the story. We get together every year. We've been doing it since we were 15 years old. And we like to do it, and we get the big board, and, you know, we either do it at a buddy's house or rent somewhere out. So instead, we're just doing daily fantasy every week, just $20 to get in. And if you want to play, you play. And that was the one that I won last week. And I'm going to be honest with you, I like daily fantasy a lot more.
I play it all the time.
Because if you hate your team, you get a new one next week.
You get
week.
A new team.
And I like picking my matchups.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of promos. So I won a bunch of money, I hit my first two contests, which I showed you, and I was like, man, this is actually kind of easy. So then I got all these free contests.
Don't ever think that.
No, I got all these free contests and leftover money. So the other night I played the NBA challenges that they had, and I did the one where you pick a captain and then he gets the double points. And somehow I had Jamal Murray who went for 40, and I still lost.
Well, because a lot of people had Jamal Murray.
Right. That's the thing is everybody's taking the top players. You got to find
most people that. I like to play the single entries now because these big contests where you can do 150, guys use code and scripts and
yeah,
it's a whole thing.
I wouldn't spend that much on daily fantasy.
No, but they can do 150 entries in a contest.
Oh, I thought you meant because there's some of them that are 150
Some
bucks.
Of them are for 10 grand.
Yeah.
Every time I open up my DraftKings, so DraftKings right now, hashtag not an ad. You can do free Madden simulations and win 10 cents or whatever.
Those are hard.
I know. But there's some people, they do three-man tournaments, $10,000 each. Winner takes 30 grand. It's so stupid.
It's Dan Wazarian and those guys, man. Imagine having that kind of loot. I lost $500 on the Clippers, and I literally have not slept since. it's ruined my life. It honestly has.
That is true, and it's starting to affect your work.
Shut up.
You better get a nap in before the huddle tonight, dude.
Not going to be able to.
You, me, and Bill Michaels.
Dad day. Got so much to do today. No naps.
Mike Clemens at 9:30. Chris Middleton got screwed on the All-NBA team. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Chris Middleton guy. The numbers. Well, he got more votes. So how'd he get left off? We'll explain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.